One last point about this that we have to take careful note of. The so-called Palestinian Authority and the police apparatus that is to represent its control over the Palestinian people was constructed in the following fashion. The Palestinian residents of the territories were to be subject to a police apparatus that was under the direction of the Central Intelligence Agency. Here's Newsweek on September 13th in 1991. This is going to be messy. These police are being trained by the Mossad and the Central Intelligence Agency to suppress the Palestinians, and that is the key test. Those who are being recruited have to be approved by Egyptian security. They have to suppress the popular parties and end the strikes and end the boycotts and end the demonstrations and end the mobilizations. That is their task. Inspector General Rafi Paled, the Jerusalem Post, stated on October 18th, stated that Palestinian members of the Israeli police will be the elements of the new Palestinian police force. The Palestinian police will be drawn from those who have collaborated and worked for the Israeli military authorities in the past 30 years. John Emanuel in the Jerusalem Post, the Palestinian police force is recruiting applicants from 30,000. According to Hassan Abu Libba, the deputy head of the technical committee of the Israeli police force, it will be headed by a high-ranking officer in the Israeli police, an officer in the Egyptian secret police who served in the Israeli police forces for 30 years. In other words, the collaborators, the spies, the killer agents of the Mossad within the Palestinian polity are the policemen of the Palestinian Authority, whose mandate is to function as a surrogate for the Zionist army itself in subjugating and suppressing and eliminating any form or semblance of organized resistance or political self-expression on the part of the Palestinian people. To talk about a, quote, two-state solution is to sanctify and to ratify this charade. Let's be clear about this. We are not involved in amnesty for the apartheid state of Israel. We are advocating the elimination, the demolition, the dismantling of this very apparatus, because short of that, there is no way forward for the Palestinian people, none whatsoever.